Preparation passage for the morning lesson, a passage from article What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends by Rabash. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained confidence and the strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts, that he was facing a high mountain that couldn't be conquered, and that these are truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
In order for us to be able to attain the quality of bestowal, we have divided mixed up with the quality of reception, with a broken desire to receive that wants only for itself, and each and every one besides that receive a spark of longing for the Creator. These are the people we are talking about others. There's nothing to talk, they're just managed by nature. Those people who have the spark, beside the desire to receive, the broken desire to receive, they are longing to attain the goal, inevitably. They're longing, it's not in their control. And then, if they hear, from within the study, that we need to unite and then receive their powers in order to realize the spark, they advance in the path of I would hasten it. If they don't hear, they just can't hear, they are incapable of integrate with the environment that would awaken them further, will make them more sensitive, then they would advance in the path of due time. Meaning after years, after many years, they will feel it as a dead-end road, because with their little power, they are incapable of exiting the corporeal level. It takes a lot of time, 20, 30 years. And then they begin to do a soul search, and there's no other choice. We must surrender to this condition that we have to unite in order to receive from others their awakening, and then the point in the heart would have enough power to realize itself. then one hears and begin to work. Whereby that too isn't immediately, rather stage by stage. However, this is where to advance to. There is a direction, and one understands he needs to surrender to the conditions the Kabbalists are saying up front. What is written in the foundation of the Torah about the unity and the love of others, and not to escape it. Well, the world escapes it through faith and religions and all kind of habits. Habits that each and every religion and faith present other things as important to do, external actions, practical actions of all sorts, either personal or in the masses, all kind of holidays and customs, and it is all in order not to be in the truth, meaning not to be in care for man's ego, meaning how to bring it to bestow. And here too we see the sufferings that humanity eventually reaches a dead end and see, well, humanity will see that there is no other choice, and we must nevertheless hear what the Torah is talking about, and then people would ask, well, how should we do that? And then we will have to prepare for them the actions of correction and trying to shorten their path of suffering.
Again, Rabash, the Social Writings, page 304, article What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends, starting from the paragraph With All the Above. With all the above, we can understand the matter of the assembly of friends. When they gather, what should they discuss? First, the goal must be clear to everyone. This gathering must yield the result of love of friends, that each of the friends will be awakened to love the other, which is called love of others. However, this is only a result. To beget this lovely offspring, actions must be taken to produce the love. And concerning love, there are two forms. One, natural love, for which one does not have to exert. He should only be careful not to spoil nature. Two, one that comes by one doing good things to the other. There is nature in that too, since one who gives a present to another causes him to love him. Hence, when a group of people gathers and wishes to work together on love of friends, they must all help one another as much as they can. And there are many discernments about that, since not everyone is the same. Meaning, what one needs, the other does not. However, there is one thing in which all are equal. Each and every one of the friends needs high spirits. That is, when the friends are not in a good mood, they are not all the same in their needs. Rather, each has his own reason for being unhappy. Therefore, each one must contemplate how he can bring about a good mood to the other. Thus, they should be careful and avoid discussing things that can bring sadness to the society, for by that one causes the others to feel bad. And then, after he goes home, he will ask himself, what have I gained by going to the society? To know that I am in a state of lowliness and that I should regret it. It is as though I went to the society so they would bring me into a state of sadness. In that case, it was a waste of time. It would probably be better if I did not go. Then he probably says, the next time I have to go to the society, I'll make up excuses to avoid them. It therefore follows that each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts, that he was facing a high mountain that couldn't be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society. But what can one do when he feels that he is in a state of sadness? Both in terms of the corporeal state and the spiritual state, and the time when he must go to the society has come. And yet our sages said, a robbery in man's heart, let him speak of it with others. In other words, he should tell his friends, and perhaps they can offer some help. But if this is so, why do we say that everyone should bring high spirits into the society when one has none? And moreover, there is a rule that one cannot give that which one does not have. Thus, what should he do to give something to the society that will give high spirits to the society? Indeed, there is no other way but for a man to walk on the right line. Thus, before he goes to the love of friends, he should read Baal HaSulam's essay from 1943, where he clarifies what is the right line, that this is the meaning of above reason. And he should draw strength from there, so that when he comes to the society, each and every one will more or less be able to infuse a spirit of life. And by that, the whole of society will feel joy and greater confidence. During the assembly, it is forbidden to evoke the left line. Only when one is alone is he permitted to use the left line, but not more than half an hour a day. But the essence of man's work is to go specifically by the right line, as is written in the 1943 essay. But two people together must not speak of the left, for only thus can they receive assistance from the society. But the worst is when a person comes to the society and sees that the whole society is in a state of decline. So how can he be strengthened by them? At that time, he must judge everyone favorably. Now we can understand what we asked about the proximity of buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably. With the above written, we can understand that when one wishes to acquire something from the society, he should judge everyone favorably. Then he can acquire from the friends, so they will help him in the work, since he has someone from whom to receive. But when he sees that he is far above the whole society, from whom will he receive? Our sages came and said about it, judge every person favorably. It follows that the main reason why a person needs to buy a friend and work in love of others is that thus he can be rewarded with the love of the Creator. But the friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator. Because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. It is as we see in nature that the small one annuls before the great one, and this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and craving to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator than a man can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance, and if one believes that the Creator wishes only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And this is what a person needs to receive from the friends. And in the matter of obtaining greatness, it should be obtained specifically through the society. It is as it is written in Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, where he speaks concerning the teacher and the students. It is the same primarily with regards to the greatness of the Creator. He writes, "Obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever. Yet there are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of its greatness. Two, the environment should be great. As it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity."
Shield. Questions? Okay. He writes here that to come to a state where a person feels that the Creator only wants for his benefit, that depends on the society. So now how do we create this kind of atmosphere in the group of tens that each one feels that everything good that the Creator wants to give us in life comes only from the Creator?
There must be a social support to accept everything above reason, and not just like some fool to say, "Oh, it's all for the best," as people saying, who wants to be righteous, with adverse commas, as if righteous. Rather, we want to receive all that there is in the good spirit, to sit in the lot of the Creator, that it's all for the best, because by that we correct our vessels. We want to come to a correction whereby we'll see everything as good. There's none else but Him, and good that does good. That all I have now is good, and all I want to do is do good. So there's a state, and there's an action that brings to the next state. So I need to care that the society would support the fact that I will discover in my senses the actions of the Creator as good that does good. And for that, I need to ascend, as they write, above reason. Above reason is very confusing. Above reason what? Shut my eyes and say, well, it's all great, all for the best, even though they, I don't know, they cut me open, it's all for the good. No, the judge has only what his eyes see. Above reason, does it mean that I believe, no matter what, wholeheartedly? They say, it's nonsense, as if, well, the person is just saying. Even if he confuses himself and receives from some environment some power to act for the sake of some any idea, where does he get out of it? Rather, we are speaking of the fact that we need to arrange the entire system in a correct form, meaning in a way that it works upon me and assists me in longing for bestowal. Faith above reason means bestowal more important for me than reception. How do I come to it? I can't come to it. I don't have it. Well, just to lie. So I need to turn to the society. The society gives me more and more and more importance about it. In what? In bestowing over receiving. Nevertheless, I don't have the force of bestowal. I begin to be influenced by society that this thing is important, as with any corporeal acquisition that people tell me that it is important. So society can be strong in quantity or quality, so I persuade myself, I subjugate myself towards the society. All right, I receive the importance that it's the impression that it is important. Well, what's next? Well, next, they say that if you take bestowal as important, then you need to connect with the friends, meaning not to just be impressed by them that what they have is important for you, rather along with them to create a desire, a lack for receiving a new quality, receiving a change. And that is already a different style of subjugation. If beforehand subjugation was for receiving the importance of creation by the study, the teacher, etc., these are ordinary things. As I want to enter, as he says, to a tailor, then you need to be among tailors that give you good taste in the profession and importance, etc., etc. You want to be a shoemaker, then you go among the shoemakers who would give you importance to that, etc. So these are ordinary things. However, here and now, and I would truly want to attain the force of bestowal, I need to begin and integrate with them in subjugation, a different subjugation already, a subjugation of unity and
try and observe all the conditions Kabbalists are telling me about, to be in subjugation towards the teacher, the friends, the study. The goal, as much as possible, not to be integrated, rather to truly subjugate myself. And by doing so, we reach the reception of the light that reforms, if indeed one is capable of subjugating himself towards all these, all those who are part of sanctity, holiness, that are in his near proximate environment, the Creator has arranged for him. That's it. And then one begins to feel how the light of the forms come, whereby the society begins to be more precious for him. The society, the friend, the teacher, the studying, the purpose of creation, caring for the whole of humanity become more important. So all that begin to receive an order of importance. And then he's already in a process. Yes.
What needs to take place in order for the light that reforms to insert into a person that only through connection we can acquire the force of bestowal?
Well, I spoke about it already, either in due time, in the path of due time, due to a great disappointment of having invested so much and didn't achieve anything after many years. That occurs after many years. Or by receiving, due to connection in the society, one begin to receive understanding, attainment, sensation, that only the light bring him the change. Hearing isn't enough. In our business, hearing, it's not worth much. It needs to be felt. The heart here, it's all in the heart. Meaning when it's become already as a fact, that without the light, meaning he doesn't need to search and understand that there it is written so and here it is written that way and another way, rather that wisdom is within and it comes as a sensation and not in the mind, intellectually. As we learn that the intellect is only in order to scrutinize and support the feel. Yes.
So how can we accelerate this process so that the heart will start to listen, that the light will start working on it more?
Subjugation, nullification. The heart does not hear, and you cannot do anything about it with your heart. And you hear through your ear something, but it doesn't touch the heart. It gets stuck in the stony heart, in its walls or crust, and doesn't penetrate. And here you need to perform actions of nullification. By a friend, by yourself a friend, make yourself a rav, forcefully to do what is written there. Yes?
Is there a way to check that this subjugation is practical, that I've really done it in action, that I've really done it?
Having subjugated myself does not mean that you are the owner of your desires. Rather, you're in the A world of actions, whereby also your action, physical actions, although it is in contrast to your heart desire, it helps. Yes, start bringing a friend every day a little present. Doesn't matter what. Buy a box of matches and bring him every day one match and see how hard it is. You need to think about it, you need to consider it. Doesn't matter how much it's worth. A cent, that's enough.
Try and see. You need to think about him, to remember, to relate to him, to be accountable for such actions. What's in it? You have money for matches? Yeah. So you already have a connection to entering spirituality. Yes.
Avinoam from Khader is asking in relation to the article and Rabash's principles in general. He said, we've read this article so many times and brought principles out from it, but in any case, it doesn't penetrate the heart. We don't succeed to become practical.
Well done. That now we hear. He feels within that it doesn't penetrate the heart. That's a very nice result. So what's next?
So that's what he's asking.
Next, so what does he decide when it doesn't penetrate? We need to search the how to. So in the same articles, it is written. So today, have nice job. At least he has a goal and what to do. Usually he's idling around, doesn't know what to do. Now he knows precisely what to do. I need to bring myself to a state that what I hear will penetrate the heart. So let me now search it throughout Rabash's articles. All in all, it's about 20 articles. Not a big deal. Yes, Mori.
Now in the tens, this concern has gone altogether. And Baba Shalom gives us this gift of about half an hour. So, Baba Shalom only lets us examine the left line for about half an hour. So what should we do with this?
You're allowed half an hour on the left line if you are for 23 and a half hours in the right line. But if you're not, then you need to first complete the right line. 23 and a half hours. That's all. If you are caring for the left, you need to enter into the left or descend into the left with a strong force of the right. But had you not equipped with a strong right line, with a sword and a shield, how can you enter the left? He'll kill you. He'll slaughter you. You can't enter him. Enter it. You do not feel to what extent it truly rules you and it kills you. It's truly so. Before entering the left, we must be confident that I'm about to conquer it. Just as I'm going into a place where there's a lion there. The lion there. And then I enter to work on it, to train the line. Yeah. So that's the work. I need to feel it as such. I need to be afraid of the left. Otherwise, it isn't left. Many of those things need to be very clear and like coming with an inner trembling, inner fear. Nevertheless, it is dependent upon the importance of the goal, importance of the work. Then I scrutinize what's the right, what's left, how to avoid the left here, and then it becomes clear and clearer for me what's the right and what's the left.
Should we take the friends to the left line?
God forbid.
So it's the inner work of each individual.
Never talk to one another about anything negative. Without any justification that we are doing it in order to correct. There's no such things. What are you correcting? No such thing. Only right. So we want to see how each and every sefirah from among the 22 sefirot being 9 in Bina and 9 in Zeranpin and 4 in Malchut, all in all 22 letters, how are they telling us about the qualities of the Sefirot through their depiction called letters, through their signs? So a sign is each and every Sefirah. So what's the difference between, say, Sefirah of Gimel, yeah? What is the letter Gimel? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, yeah? So what is the letter Gimel? And in the tens, what is Gimel?
Lamed,
yeah? 30. So what's the difference between Gimel and Lamed? Yeah? All kind of... meaning we want to start being impressed and feel from the Sefirot as if we are within them. That should be our inclination, because all in all it speaks of the of our inner chords, inner strings. It is the qualities of the Creator entering the desire to receive, and the desire to receive start being impressed, start tuning itself in accordance with the wind coming to it, just like David's violin, a harp, and then accordingly we want to violin, and then accordingly we want to feel it, the lights that come and shake in the vessels. What does it mean, shake in the vessels? What's going on here? So we need to attempt and receiving the letters as an invitation for mutual understanding with the Creator. Let's try.
The letter Samech, item 28. The letter Samech entered.
No, 28.
28. The letter Samech entered. She said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for in me there is smicha, support for the fallen. As it is written, the Lord supports all who fall. He told her, because of that, you are needed in your place. Do not move away from it. For if you move from your place, the word somech, supporting, what shall become of those fallen, since they rely on you? She promptly departed from him. Explanation. The letter Samech is Tiferet de Zeranpin, Bina de Guf. This is so because the names Kachab that turned into Chasadim in Zeranpin have changed into Chagat. Also, Bina divided into two Bchinot, Gar and Zat. The Gar in her became upper Abba Ve'ima, clothing from Chazeh de Zeranpin and above, and are still regarded as Rosh of Arichanpin, even though they stand at his guf, as they are light of Chasadim, as it is written, for he desires mercy. And since they do not receive light of Chokhmah, even while they are in Rosh Arichanpin, the exit from the Rosh does not diminish them at all, and they are still regarded as Rosh Arichanpin. They are called Samech because those Gar de Bina were established as Abba Ve'ima, and six Sfirot Chabad Chagat spread in them through the Chazeh.
Aval Zat de Bina, Shehen Mi'itkalelut Hazon Bebina, ואינן עצם הבינה, הנה נחלקו מהבינה, ונעשו
But Zat de Bina, which are from the Hitkalelut, the integration of Zon in Bina, and are not the actual Bina, were divided from Bina and became Partsuf Yeshut, which clothed from the four Sfirot Tanhi de Abba Ve'ima, from Chazed de Abba Ve'ima and below. They need illumination of Chokhmah to give to Zon. And since they departed the Rosh of Arichanpin into being a guf, and that devoid of Chokhmah, they were blemished due to their exit and became vak, lacking a rosh. They are called blocked men, men stuma, since they take up only four sfirot tanhi de'av beve'ima, which address there. Also, the division of Bina into Samech and blocked mem, mem stuma, was done in Bina de'arechanpin, who went outside the rosh of arechanpin and expanded in his hagat through the bottom third of Tiferet in him. And they impart all the mochin to Zon. However, not all times are the same, since when the lower ones improve their actions and raise man to Zon, and the Zon to Abba Ve'ima, Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut became one partsuf and rise to Arechanpin. They impart complete mochin in illumination of Chokhmah from Arechanpin to Zeranpin and from Zeranpin to the Nukva, which are 100 blessings, since the Samech, 60 in Gematria, which is Apa Abba Ve'ima, became one with the blocked Mem, 40 in Gematria, which are Yesut, and together they add up to the number 100. Indeed, when the lower ones corrupt their works once more, the Mochin depart from the Zon and return to being Vak and a point. Abba Ve'ima and Yesut divide from one another. Upper Abba Ve'ima becomes Samech again. The six Sfirot, Chabad Chagat, each of which consists of 10. And Yesut become a blocked Mem once more, Tanhi de Abba Ve'ima. And when Zon Arin Katnut of Vak and Nekuda, Vak and a point, there is fear from the gripping of the Klipot, at which time they would fall from Atzilut to the separated Bia. This is why Upper Abba Ve'ima give them of their Samech, where although these lights are only light of Chasadim, they are still considered pure air and rosh. Hence, the klipa, the shell, has no gripping on Zon during the katnut as well, since those lights of Samech protect them. For this reason, these lights are called Samech, since they support the Zon from falling from Atzilut while they are in katnut, in vak, without a rosh. It was said that the letter Samech said before him, "For in me there is smicha, support for the fallen, as it is written, the Lord supports all who fall." This was because she thought herself better qualified than all the letters preceding her, because the lights of Samech can shine for the Zon, even during the Katnut, their smallness, since they are only light of Chasadim, and there is no gripping of anything to the Klipot, to the shells, in these lights of Chasadim, these lights of mercy, since the external ones escape the lights of God de Bina. For this reason, she considered her quality better suited to create the world in her, since she could protect the people of the world, even while their actions were corrupted. And then there would be no gripping to the Klipot as well. The Creator told her, "Because of that, you are needed in your place. Do not move away from it." In other words, since your place is to support the fallen, to protect them during the corruption of the people in the world, you must be only in this place and not move from it. If the world were to be created with you, and your quality were to always have satisfying domination, those fallen ones, Zon, would remain forever in Katnut, in smallness, and the lower ones would not awaken to raise Man. And all the great Mochin that should yield the end of correction would not appear. Thus, you must awaken only in your place, the place of correction, while the lower ones are not worthy. But when they merit, they will be able to draw the great Mochin from the entire level, 100 blessings. And the Creator told her, "For if you move out of your place," in the word somech, supporting, What shall become of those fallen? They would always remain fallen, forever needing your support. And since they are supported only by you, and the Zon have no wholeness to stand on their own, you are unfit for the creation of the world with your quality.
Nice. Samach, such a beautiful letter. A quality that saves, raises men from the klipot, give him support, confidence, home. Samach is round like a womb, everything. However, cannot develop it. It is only in order for it, for him to come out of the klipot, receive the quality of the samach, then he'll be able to be outside of the klipa. However, in order to develop, he needs to go back and start taking as much as he can out of the klipot and correct them. And by doing so, he grows. And here, it's already an opposite samach. It became a disturbing object because she might stop him. It's like what we call a Polish mom. She hugged the child with love till she strangled him. Yeah, she doesn't let him grow up. She just wants him near her all the time. What are you laughing about? Look at yourself. And then that's the problem with the samach. And from that we learn that there always have to be opposing forces that work in mutuality towards the goal in the middle line. Because without the samach, it is impossible, as she surrounds and provides a safe haven, as she guards, a person enters that quality, he's getting rid of the shell, the klipa, and that's it. He came to state that he's disconnected, and then what? From that disconnected state, he has nothing. Nothing. He is incapable of doing anything. Now he needs to enter once more, descent into the klipa. He's already in the samach. However, in addition to samach, we need to acquire the mem. Yes? And begin to develop himself further. Hence, the world cannot be created by samach, meaning no quality eventually called a letter cannot be under the control, under its own control in order to bring the world to the desirable change. No qualities. Corresponding each thing, there is an opposite, a corresponding thing. And it is done intentionally for the development, because I'm the desire to receive, with the intention to receive. So this intention need to become neutral, and then need to be in order to bestow. Then once I'm in order to bestow, in accordance with increasing the intention, I need to start using the desire. And for it to be entirely attached to the intention to bestow. So I'm using the desire in a negative fashion in order to receive, and then using the same desire in order to bestow in a positive manner. So there has to be an opposing forces here that working upon me, or that I'm acquiring them and operating by myself in these forces. And they're always one against the other. And by those two forces, I make it to the middle line. So what's the problem? So two forces, let's take the combination of the letters, yes? Let's say, not one letter, not one quality. Rather, we'll take a quality and correspondingly another quality, and by the two. So is there such thing? Also, there isn't. Well, we'll see. Yes.
Joseph from Jerusalem Group's asking, what is this discussion between the letters of the work, the letters of the Creator and the work?
We, with respect to Keter, with respect to the God, with respect to the white light, we want to scrutinize the quality of each and every force that operates in the system, the entire system the Creator has created. So that image is the relationship between the force of bestowal and the force of reception. Existence from existence and existence from absence. Two forces. Between them there is a relationship. So by what means can we bring this existence from absence to be like existence from existence? How can we bring a desire to receive to resemble the desire to bestow? It cannot be a desire to bestow, it can resemble it in its action. So this action is called to receive in order to bestow. How can we bring him to that? So first of all, it needs to feel the giver, yeah, to receive from him. Well, now he doesn't care, he just wants to receive because he thinks of fulfillment, because it's receiving in order to receive. Receiving in order to bestow, he must feel whom, to whom is he bestowing, and in accordance with what would the bestower want, accordingly use his desire. So his desire becomes the mean. So here there has to be forces, qualities of the that the desire to receive acquire, which aren't his. He need to be familiar with to whom he bestowing, what he bestows, and for what sake. Meaning, he has to disconnect entirely from his internality and feel an alien internality, a foreign internality. So what quality does he need for that? What powers, what changes it needs? So it is all before him as a problem, as a process he needs to undergo and the goal he needs to attain. And this is where he's at currently. Hence, as a matter of fact, it is Malchut asking Keter, would I be able, say by the letter Samach, to make it, to identify with you? And Keter replies to Malchut, no. Part of the path, most certainly, you can go through it, towards me, come towards me. However, a small portion, the portion whereby Malchut disconnects from itself and become detached from itself. The Creator supports all his need, all those need his support. Meaning, it's already received support. Meaning, Malchut no longer depends on the desires by which, from which she began her path. She's already suspended in the air. Well, and next, the correction hasn't evolved. Rather, on the contrary, if she needs to continue, she needs to begin to receive in order to bestow. And Samach does not want to receive. She is mercy, chasadim. Well, delighted in mercy, wants nothing. I have no shirt, and I don't need my shirt. I don't need anything. And then, what are we to do? We need to cancel Samach. To the extent that this detaining force now become a disturbance, and there has to be a developing force, and that developing force need to open the shafts of the doors and allow it to come out and develop the axis. And hence there are two opposing forces here that are in pressure, hence these labor pains, the pain of development, and accordingly the second force is developing, which cancels the Samach, and they begin to receive, one begins to receive an addition in the desire to receive, which was in the klipa, in the shell. However, now one begins to turn it into in order to bestow. Meaning, there's never such thing as the total good. This is what what is being searched for with all these letters. What letter can help me in every state? Well, in all letters, in any state, only the letter bet can help you, which is bracha, blessing, that is dependent totally on from above, on assistance from above. And how to do that? This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, the light that reforms. Because all the other qualities, by the bracha, by the blessing, in the right manner, it is revealed in man, and then one advances. Yes. It's these articles, you read them over and over the years, more and more and more over the years, and you see that specifically, that introduction to the Book of Zohar, it's full of emotions.
Still, I'm trying, and each time I fall into the same point, that in this scrutiny I'm using my intellect. That everything is as if is grasped by the intellect and ends in the intellect.
Well, it's not that bad. The intellect is also something rather. What do you want? There's no feel. However, you regret that you want to enter, that you're not in an inner scrutiny.
Each time I grasp that the intellect is the one doing the scrutiny, and I don't feel anything in the end. Even when I feel even though I think I feel something, it's because that the intellect made some kind of association which makes me feel this way.
Are you suffering from that?
It depends when. Sometimes, yes.
Would you go to a doctor?
I come here every morning.
Well, then demand some treatment. That's it. There's no... There are those who want to calm themselves, and that's it. There are those who are happy that they have an opportunity to turn to the doctor. The doctor isn't a sucker. He only takes in those who are really in need. So if you're really in need, knock on his door and he'll take you in. Yes.
What can cause the heart to be concerned to receive the light that reforms?
Again?
What can cause the heart to be concerned to receive the light that reforms?
The light that reforms? Really? You're asking, how can the heart feel? Being more sensitive. The light that reforms. How elsewhere? There's nothing that works on the heart towards the correction if it's not other than the light. The heart is a desire. So the desire is influenced only by the light. Even our beastie desire that I want to sleep, get up, it's all the lights shaking the vessels. We are in the sea of light, and it constantly is if the light is considered to be at total rest. Why? Because everything is aimed at correction and there are no changes in that. And everything heads towards its order, hence it is called total rest. Because it is all towards, in the good direction, to bestow the maximum good in each and every moment. Hence it is called total rest. However, actions, there are endless actions, and then it constantly arranges and arranges and arranges. So for it is called rest. Why? If you love. Every time you have an opportunity to bestow something for you, it's pleasure and bestow and delight and rest that you are capable of doing it. And the Creator is capable of doing it at every given moment, so it is considered that it's at rest. So everything is done by the light. This light which is shaking you is constantly at each moment wants to receive from you a response. for you to start responding to it, and in accordance you'll be in partnership. For you, just as the Tash had me from behind and before, yeah, the horse and the rider. So accordingly you need to attempt. However, on your part, it only needs to be as a lack to resemble, a lack to cleave, a lack to participate. And he, once more, seemingly according to that desire, operates in you. I'm the first and I'm the last. He awakened desire in you, seeing the response, and continuing, seeing the response, continuing accordingly. What depends upon you? Where, with the environment, you're having the opportunity to be more sensitive to what you're going through, to what is happening with you. Right.
It's as if a control that comes from above, not a control that expands from below.
That's also correct, yes.
But in what?
The control? It's a combination of the light of Chokhmah and Chassadim coming from Moshe Farachanpin, hence it is called Melech, on the one hand. On the other hand, it is impossible for this control, this governance, to control the world, because the, how shall I put it, it blocks the creatures. They need the freedom. Although there is king and kingship, however, it has to be accepted below in joy, in acceptance, and in free choice to resemble the king. The king must be not a control. Well, help me saying it. King must be not a control, rather an echelon to what I need to come to. Is a value, answered. Well, a control, yes, but an attractive control.
And that's what's strange here, because it's as if there's control, so it should be the same force, but here, it, practically, because the lower ones agree and receive from below, so then something completely different comes out, and that's what's strange.
That's the difference between the Melech, the king of Israel, to the king of the nations of the world.
This is imperceptible, as if ungraspable.
Because the king is an example. It is not a control, rather it controls through its sanctity by being so big and great and whole and corrected, and not by the mighty, the force of the arm, the force of his might is there, but it's totally different. Well, I can't express that. I'm lacking words, and well, you asked nicely, and already we got a few words, so